Welcome to the Roots of Success podcast.
We've raised the bar.
Tap into the source of your success through real stories from real people.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to level up and get to the root of your success.
And now your host, Nate the Great Peterman.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I am your host, Nate the Great, and today we have a very special guest, the one and only Mark Kurian.
Very good. I mean, I just taught him how to say it 5 seconds ago,
right?
But the fact that you got it, I'm proud of you.
We probably did that about 5 times.
Now, is the middle name the and the last name Great?
Last name's actually Peterman, but I use Nate the Great for my nickname.
Oh, so this whole time I feel lied to. I thought your middle name was the and your last name was Great.
I'm thinking about getting it changed legally.
You probably should.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
I'll just call you Nate the Great. You don't have to worry about changing it.
No, I love it. I'm glad we can do this. We are actually in Dallas, Texas, okay? Normally a lot of the interviews and everything I do, Mark, you know, they're in Los Angeles because that's where I've always done a lot of them, but I'm glad that we're able to have this sit-down chat and get a chance to, you know, just go through your life a little bit, find out more about Mark and what's made him so great.
It's going to be an extremely long 3 minutes. It's going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. So, Mark, for every single episode that I do, I personally love going through somebody's story.
Okay.
So basically, how they got from where they started to where they're at.
Okay.
And you don't have to give me the overall, you know, A to Z, right? You can give me basically a summary. So for those of you who might not know who you are, and I'll provide a little biography in the description for everybody to look at for Mark. You know, kind of educate people on what it is that you do currently.
Okay.
And after that, you know, we'll kind of go from there, flow with it, and see how you got to doing what you do today.
Cool. So I started a magazine 13 years ago called Beverly Hills Lifestyle Magazine. And just, you know, it was my mom had this website that was the cheesiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, literally, like, there were, like, golden gates that opened up, and it was like, Beverly Hills Lifestyle, and you're like, this is awful. So I said to her, I go, I could turn this into a magazine. I think I could do something, and she was like, you're insane, but okay, go ahead, do it. So did it, and then this whole thing that happened, I don't know if you know about this, called COVID.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
I think so, okay. Yeah.
So COVID happened, and literally, I think as a world, collectively, we had to ask ourselves, what does this mean? How do we change? Like, you know, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, for me, I believe in God, but whatever you want to call it, was collectively making us stop. And you had to look at your life and go, why am I doing what I'm doing? So Beverly Hills Lifestyle Magazine turned into BHL Media. And what BHL Media now is a luxury advisor, is a global luxury advisor. So we're able to take everything that we used to do with the magazine, now take it online, be able to do, you know, a lot more interviews, a lot more multimedia type things. Like, I'm doing my show every day called Coffee with Kurian. So Beverly Hills Lifestyle, we have gone from just being a magazine to being kind of a global advisor to luxury by doing it online and adding a whole other depth to it of kind of really celebrating people and the triumph of the human spirit and celebrating who people are. So that's what I do.
Wow.
Okay, I'll see you later.
I think that was 2 minutes, actually.
Oh.
So let me ask you this. You know, what sparked that desire for you to just get involved in starting something like that?
Boredom at the time.
Really?
I mean, and total stupidity. I mean, I started it in 2008, which was at the bottom. I mean, it was the worst recession we had been in.
Yeah.
And I started a luxury magazine. Like, are you crazy?
Right.
But I also believe in kind of the idea of, like, the universe kind of putting things in your lap. And here I was. And I was like, you know what? I'm not doing anything right now. And I just had this idea, and I was like, if I get one issue out of it, great. If I get 100 issues out of it, great. So, you know, it wasn't going to hurt. At the time, I was, how old was I, 27-ish?
Oh, okay.
27. So it was like, I can have 14 careers from now till, you know, 40 even. And luckily, I had just one.
Wow. Holy smokes. And then you're saying the media, so that's separate from it?
BHL Media is now what we are. So we were Beverly Hills Lifestyle Magazine. We were a magazine through and through. You know, the website and stuff like that was just kind of like added bonus. Now our time and our effort is in creating stories, creating, and we will still have the magazine. The magazine will still exist, but that's going to now be the added bonus to the website instead of the other way around.
I see. So let me ask you this, Mark. You know, as any business owner, we always go through trials and tribulations.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I'm sure you've had some of that. What would you say has been one of the most defining moments that it looked like it was going to go downhill and you might not ever recover from it?
COVID?
Was that
it? I mean, listen, think about it. Like, here's this pandemic that says, don't touch, don't look, you know what I mean? And I had a paper magazine. And then I had to have an opportunity where I was like, okay, there's still stories to be told.
Right.
There's still things to be said. There's still brands to be celebrated. There's, you know, all those things can still happen. But now I have to do something. What am I going to do? And so, you know, rebuilt a team of people that were just as passionate about doing it online and doing kind of the multimedia kind of platform. And we started a whole new world.
Wow. And then you're saying about your team. I mean, I know it's not easy to just build a team, you know, I mean, it takes a lot of work into that.
It does. And one of the things I learned really quickly in starting a business is that I know nothing. And one of the best things you can do is to surround yourself with all the people that know a whole lot more than you. Mm-hmm. It makes you look smarter, even though I'm a moron, it makes me look smarter. And then it also allows me to, it allows me to really celebrate what I'm celebrating within the media company, which is community. And it's, you know, about like giving other people voices and other people platforms. So, you know, I'm lucky enough that I have been surrounded by amazing people that want to support me and want to support the magazine and want to support the media company. And so, yeah, built a team.
Yeah.
Dramatic effect. I'm going to take a sip.
I mean, just to piggyback off what you're saying, the support's huge.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, a lot of people, they don't have support. They don't know where to find it. I feel as if there is a misconception where people feel as if that they have supporters, but they're only there just to kind of be there to see if something works out. And if it does, it's like, oh, I still support you. So let me ask you this. I'm sure you've had people that have fell off along the way.
Of course.
Right? It happens.
Yeah.
So whenever they do fall off and you thought that they were maybe a supporter, how does somebody like yourself react to that?
Oh, well, I'm a Cancer. And
that's me too.
Yeah. Are you?
Literally.
When's your birthday?
The 2nd. July.
The 8th.
Really?
July, yeah. So if someone looks at me weird, I cry and I hate my life and I think they hate me and I, you know, I'm the most sensitive Sally ever. But then also the hard exterior, you F with me, I'm done. I cut it off. But that doesn't mean that I don't feel that and I'm not sad about it. And, you know, privately I'm like crying and, you know, watching, you know, Steel Magnolias like, drink a juice, Shelby. Like I'm just crying hysterically. But the question was, you know, how do I handle that?
Yeah.
Lately I've learned that there is people in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
That's deep.
And the people that are there for a reason might be to help you with that one article that you had to get written.
Yeah.
For a season, maybe they're there for, you know, the season of you figuring out how to become a better businessman. And then a lifetime, hopefully you have a handful of those people. Mm. So having the expectation that you only really have a lifetime of people, kind of as a handful of people, you kind of know that everyone else is going to be either a season or a reason.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt as much when they do leave. and abandon you, and make you feel like you.
I mean, hey, we might have had a couple of so those people, you know.
We all have, haven't we?
Goodness, yeah. I mean, you go through it. Doesn't matter
from
what age.
Kindergarten. I mean, my best friend in kindergarten, you know, was, you know, whoever, right? First grade, we were in a different class. Guess what? He was out. I never saw him again.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's from an early age, you know? And I think at the end of the day, as long as you, and I have, am I allowed to
say? Oh, you're good. Yeah. Free flowing. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I fucked up. No, I'm kidding. I fucked up majorly. Fucked up a ton in my life. And people are going to hold you to that for the rest of your life. And those aren't the people you want in your life anyway. But at the same time, like, I think, you know, again, when people leave, there is a moment of grief, sadness.
That's true.
But then you kind of pick up and you go, now I have open energy and open space in my life for something new or someone new. And it's exciting to see who God or the universe puts in that spot.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the fact that you're a Cancer as well.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
We're like the same person.
Literally. You know, like, I mean, we go through the emotions. If something bothers us, man, it's so tough to get it off your mind. Like, it's so tough. I feel like you just keep overthinking a little bit. And then it
overthinking? Never.
No?
Kidding. All
about
the time.
To say, I mean, it's like burning you a little bit, right?
I just thought that was my face and you were like punching me.
I mean, come on, we're like soulmates in a way.
100%. Like, no, it is funny because I heard this and I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that Cancers relate to themselves, like a Cancer to a Cancer, more than any other astrological sign.
Dang, I never heard that. Wow.
And I don't know if it's true.
I could see
it. But I see it. Yeah. I see it all the time. Like when I meet someone that's a Cancer, I'm like, you know my pain.
Right?
You know, they're like,
yeah,
I do know your pain. And you're like, oh, you get it. Like, you get it.
I mean, you know, I'm not too deep into, you know, the astrology realm.
I'm not either.
But
I know what I feel and I know how I am. And every time I've met a Cancer, they're the same way.
Yeah, literally.
I've never met a Cancer that's like, oh, I could care less. I'm like, you're not a Cancer then. Right. You were born, you know, July 29th, which is like the cusp.
Right. But yeah. It's like that Leo in a way.
Yeah. You are so Leo.
But I'll tell you, for me, like personally, because, you know, you got the moon sign. I'm a Capricorn. Moon sign.
I have no idea.
Right. The moon sign. And don't quote me on this, but the moon sign is basically like the outer you.
Okay.
Right. And a Capricorn is a complete opposite of a Cancer.
I wonder what I am. Are we the same? Would we be the same moon sign since our birthdays are like 4 days apart?
Do you remember the exact time you were born?
Dear God, remember? Do you remember the time you were born?
3:59.
You don't remember that?
I swear I do.
You just know it because your parents told you that.
I mean, yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you just said, do you remember? No, I don't remember.
I mean, do you know the time?
I mean, I heard 7 a.m.
Oh, 7? As long as there's an estimate, that's the main
thing. Yeah, I heard 7 a.m., but I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't remember. I wasn't like, oh, here I am. Hi, everyone.
Right? Not okay, right sorry. Out the womb.
I keep interrupting. Your moon sign is Capricorn, total opposite.
Yeah, Capricorn, total opposite. And it's like, sometimes, you know, there's that sensitivity, mm-hmm. the Cancer, but Capricorns are really blunt. So there's a little bit, I don't want to say it's an imbalance, but whenever I need to activate that blunt side of me, you'll know it. But then there's also that Cancer side of me that's.
But I see that as a perfect balance.
You're right.
I actually see that as like just the opposite. You're saying unbalanced. I'm like, no, that's the perfect balance.
Yeah.
Because if you have two of the same thing, that's gonna get heavy. Mm. You've got this. You're going.
It's like the yin and the yang.
I want to be you. Oh, I want to be a Capricorn now. Dang it.
You might be.
I don't think I am.
We'll see after this. We'll look it up.
Okay, we'll put it in the notes.
I'll check your,
when I am.
Your moon sign.
I'll call Spencer Barnes.
Right, yeah, Spencer boy. something else I've realized. There's a lot of successful Cancers.
Is there?
There's a ton of them.
Oh, good.
There really is. I've looked it up and just, you know, they're very emotional, especially within the EQ level. They have a lot of EQ, just emotional intelligence, which is, that's huge.
Because I have no IQ.
No, I beg to differ on that.
I mean, I know that 2 + 2 = 5, but other than that.
I mean, I feel geometry, you know, so, and I'm not lying about that.
I was terrible at math. Terrible. You were? Oh, here's how I do math in my head. 7 + 9, I go 7 + 7 = 14 + 2 = 16. It's 16.
See, I do pretty That's much how, the same. Yeah.
Like, I don't do it the easy way.
Yeah. Like they teach you to do or something. Yeah. It's just this, like my business partner, you'll tell him what's 155 + 129, instantly gets it. I'm just like,
what is
wow. it? Wow, oh, I don't even know. I can't think about it.
Let's figure that out. One thing, okay. We'd be sitting here for an hour and this whole podcast would be to the shits,
right? I guess a more serious question,
yeah.
In terms of, I'm sure you've had a mentor or two. Mm-hmm. That's been, you know, by your side to kind of help coach you or just, you know, you could look up to.
Yeah.
Who would you say has been that mentor? You could name a couple that has really helped you throughout your life. And just, again, help you get to where you're at.
My mom, number one, she,
oh, yeah, that mom.
Listen, I always feel like everyone has this relationship with their mom. And then I realized people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was dating someone and he was like, yeah, I talk to my mom about once a month. And I was like, excuse me? I talk to my mom 3 times a day.
Wow.
Like once a month. What? Get out of here. Yeah. Like I was like shocked by that. Right. Mm-hmm. But my mom is someone who every step of the way has shown me tough love, has shown me soft, caring, concerning love. I mean, she's just run the gamut and she, with the business side of things, she's a badass boss. Wow. I mean, this woman gets it. And she is one of those women that, like, she just, the way she thinks has inspired me in ways that I can't even imagine. Like, I'll never forget there was this guy that walked out of a meeting and I was in the lobby waiting for my mom because she was in the meeting. I don't know why I was with her. Huh. And he had said that, you know, she came out and was like, you are nothing but a C word, and called her a C word.
Holy.
And most people would be like, how dare you? My mom's like, thank you. And the guy's like, excuse me? And she's like, thank you. I must have done something right for you to call me that bad of a word.
Wow.
And I love that mentality. Yeah, it's like, yes, you could be a cancer and be like,
right.
Call me that word. But mom is like, no, I must have done something really right for you to call me that.
Holy.
So her number one. Someone that I've always looked up to that we'll never meet because he's dead is Sir Winston Churchill.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely love that man. Love the wit. Love the humor. Love this. I'm brilliant man. There's this supposed conversation. I don't know if it's real or not, but let's pretend it is. Okay. I'm going to look it up.
Absolutely.
Between him and Lady Astor, I think her name was.
Yeah.
And she had gone up to him during his inauguration and said, oh, I say you're quite drunk. And he looks at him and goes, yes, ma'am. But in the morning, I'll be sober and you'll still be ugly. She goes, how dare you? If you were my husband, I'd poison your coffee. And you go, yeah. And if I were your husband, I'd drink it. So he had that like wit, like that harsh humor.
Yeah.
But then he also said things like, taxing people to get you out of debt is like standing in a bucket and trying to lift it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
People during his time hated him. I mean, they hated him, but then they realized, oh my gosh, he got it. He understood it. So being able to look back at his life and look back at his wisdom has really helped me.
Wow.
And then lastly, you know, this, don't you laugh. I think you're gonna laugh. SpongeBob. No, I'm kidding. You almost laughed. You almost see, I tested you and you failed.
Trying to keep a straight face, Mark. Come on.
I know, come on.
Acting school.
But someone else is my grandfather. Mm. Here's a man who was so successful in what he did. He had a father who was successful in what he did. They were in the movie industry. And just humble and kind and did nothing for himself, but did everything for everyone else. And, you know, worked so that he could provide for his family, you know, did everything he did so that he could be the best version of himself for other people. Hands down, inspiration.
Wow. that's huge.
I once had a friend that said to me, I don't believe in love and I don't believe in God. I was like, wow, those are two things that, like,
what are you living?
Like, I can't imagine. But yeah, he said that. Sat down with my grandfather, half hour later, came out and said, not only do I believe in love, I believe in God for the first time. Mm. And that is what that man does. That man brings you to a place of seeing this world for what it actually is. And it's a beautiful world.
Wow. Holy smokes, Marco.
That's all. Bye-bye. Cut.
Seriously, that's huge. And the fact that just the three that you mentioned, I mean, two of them are your family members.
How lucky am I?
Very. You know?
Well, and Sir Winston Churchill was my grandfather.
No, I'm what? Kidding.
I am totally kidding.
No, I mean,
no, I could look like him actually. Unfortunately, like that's awful, but yeah.
You'll get your head on a statue or something, right?
Wouldn't that be awesome? No, Sir Winston Churchill was an incredible man.
And I think having that connection, because not everybody's close with their family.
I would say more people are not than they are.
It's true.
Which is so sad.
Yeah.
My family is everything to me, like, no doubt. Like, I talk to my Auntie Barbara once a week.
Wow.
And just sit with her and we just talk and we laugh and we cry and I talk to my mom 3 days a week. I talk to, you know, like, I family is everything to me. No doubt.
So would you say that's your main driving factor with everything that you do?
No, it's money. No, I'm kidding.
A serious face. I kind of believe it.
It's a tough question because I do everything. I'm able to do everything I do because I know I have the love of my family.
Mm.
So when you have love, people tend to not do things because they fear that they will not be loved or that they will, you know, some form of love. Like,
yeah,
you either make a decision based out of love or out of fear. My family, and because of the closeness of my family, and because of who we are, and because mom will see me and hug me, and I love you, and I miss you, and all that, I know that I can go out and conquer the world because I know I will always have them.
Mm, totally.
So they are, yes, in that sense, the driving force of what I do. But I also, a driving force of what I do is wanting to put much more love into this world.
Mm.
That's the driving force. Yeah, because of my family.
I mean, with where we're at now in this world, with current events, I mean, it's a lot of craziness. I mean, depression.
What's crazy? I mean, yeah. I feel like it's a totally normal.
I mean, unless you live in another dimension or something, maybe it's.
I do live in Dallas, Texas.
I mean, you know, there is that depression's at an all time high. People's mental health, they're going through it.
Yeah,
and they just sometimes don't have an outlet to seek to, or they don't know where to seek to. I mean, I get messages every once in a while saying, Nate, you know, what should I do with my life? You know, and I advise them. I say, hey, like, you know, tune into, you know, this podcast or read a certain book, or, you know, I'm here to talk to you if you need, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're very similar to that. So it's like now more than ever, people, they don't have jobs, a lot of them.
Yep.
They don't know where to go. Divorce rates are extremely high because people are actually...
I mean, but let's be honest. If you're stuck in a room with me every day for 3 months, you're going to divorce me even if we're not married.
You think? I mean, I don't think that would be the case.
I'm telling you. I'm a loony bin.
Unless we're just, you know, special.
Well, I'd be watching Golden Girls the whole time. Have you watched Golden Girls?
I haven't.
You got to watch it. Honestly, it's one of those shows where you realize that our world has really been at where it is for a very long time. They talk about things that are so relevant still today. And we're talking about a show that was 30 years ago.
Wow.
I mean, I just watched an episode today where Rose Nyland possibly gets AIDS.
Really?
And they talk about it. I watched an episode yesterday where Blanche Devereaux's brother is gay.
Yeah.
And, you know, the oldest, Sophia, looks at her and goes, why did you marry your husband? She goes, because I wanted the world to know that I loved him. And she goes, then why can't you let your brother Clayton do the same thing?
Mm.
And it's like, That was 30 years ago. Yeah. And we're still dealing with that today.
Literally.
Isn't that crazy?
It was like 1980s, 1990s.
Yeah, it was 87, I think, to 91. So watch it. It's on Hulu.
I think it is interesting how you'll see some of these different shows, even some documentaries as well, like where they were made, and some posts. I've realized that as well, like social media posts. You'll see a post from years ago.
Yeah.
And it's kind of resulting to what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
history replays itself.
That's interesting.
And I got to tell you, some of the stuff that people are like showing me of how history could replay itself, I'm out. I'm done. See you later. Literally. Scares the crap out of me.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm hoping that as it replays itself, that we get smarter and better.
Mm.
I'm really hoping for that the human race is changing a little bit. Yeah. But who knows? Who knows?
I mean, I'd say we're definitely, I mean, we're in 2021 now. And
we're in 2021.
That's crazy.
I mean, that is lunacy.
Yeah.
We're in 2021.
Yeah, literally.
We're just in the roaring 20s, kid.
It was just 2000.
We all got to start talking like this again, you see? Your name is going to be in lights, kid. Your name is going to be in big, shining lights.
Right? I mean, it felt like just yesterday whenever, you know, people were wearing dresses on the streets, dancing, and you didn't have any, like, electric cars. And seeing where things are at now, it makes you think, holy smokes, Star Trek, you know?
Well, I think about, like, so the other day, a friend of mine told me that he was buying a car.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, it's a 2003. And in my head, I thought, oh, that's about 7 years old. That's 17 years old.
Isn't that nuts?
2003 was 17 years old. Now, here's the other crazy thing that I realized. Someone ahead of me, oh, I was at a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
And got carded.
That's always
and great. I realized if they got carded and the person behind the counter saw one in their birthday, at the beginning of their birthday, they're already old enough. Really? They don't even think about it. If you were born in 20,
yeah.
If you were born 21 years ago,
yeah.
You were born in 2000.
That's true.
Mother hell. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Someone who's 21 was born in 2000. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I mean, I feel like I was just born yesterday.
You were.
I'm 24.
I know.
You know?
You're a really old 24. You have an old soul, and you know that. I guarantee you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
You have. What do you think that's from? Sorry, I just turned the conversation around. What do you think that's from?
I mean, I'd love to know myself.
I mean, are your parents, like, have they always treated you like you're an adult? Or have, like, is there, like, a specific thing that, like, because you really are, like, from the second I met you, I was like, okay, he's 59.
Just the vibe.
In spirit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my parents have always supported me. I grew up, you know, middle class. But I'd say the main thing that really... When I was 14, 15, Mark, I started making motivational videos just about life. And I got made fun of it in high school, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, that right there was when I realized that I was kind of different. I played sports and everything, but... And then starting my own business at 18, 19 years old, traveling to different countries and states with no outside funding, starting with zero. You know, being homeless, sleeping in airports, and, you know, going through Sweden in the rain when it's like 5 degrees out, freezing.
Oh, gosh.
I guess you can say that's where I get it from. Hanging around some influential people definitely helps
life
as well.
Experience. But
I've had some cool mentors. I have.
That's
but
awesome.
I also think that, you know, people are kind of born with that as well.
Yes, but you can be born with a lot of things, but you either choose to feed into those things to make them better or make them more apparent, or like, because there's probably a million pianists out there that have never touched a piano,
yeah,
but
sure.
The second they touch it, they realize, oh my gosh, I can naturally do this.
Mm.
So you got to give yourself more credit than like, oh,
You're right.
I guess I was born with it. Like, F off.
Yeah. And I respect that.
I can't wait to see the person that you marry. Like, you guys are going to change the world.
It's going to take a special someone, I'll tell you that.
It's going to. Like, absolutely. I mean, do you think about that?
I do sometimes. You know, I mean, this past year I was in two relationships. They couldn't work out because it was just...
Why didn't they work out?
I'm more developed.
Okay,
And it's a very big imbalance, and not everybody wants to grow on that level, I've realized.
Is that, like, because I've recognized that, like, people are really intimidated by seemingly strong people, you know, and seemingly I'm a strong person, seemingly you're a strong person, but when we close that door at night, there's tears, and there's fears, and there's all those things.
100%.
And you're like, wait, I'm not, you know, do you think that was it at all, or do you think that, like... Because who doesn't want to be at your level?
Yeah. It's true.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be a strong, successful, courageous go-getter? Like, that makes no sense.
Right. I mean, it takes a lot of having faith, taking risks, for somebody just to kind of fit into that lifestyle as well, I've realized.
It's a lot.
It is. And then, yeah.
No, it's a lot. It's, you know, but I also think that dating currently is so effed up.
It is.
We're swiping.
Oh, yes.
There's a guy that I'm actually interviewing. His name's Adam.
Adam, okay.
And he started a dating site called S'more.
Oh, wow.
And what it is you never get to see the person's picture. So as you start communicating, you're communicating on a hurt level. And then the more you talk, the more the picture reveals itself.
Really? It's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. He's the one that started it?
He started it.
Wow.
And I thought...
That'd be big.
I thought, like, that's exactly what it is.
Mm.
Because if I hear one more person say, not into Asians or Blacks or like this, or I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But are you kidding?
Right.
And they're not. You're like, it's just a preference. It's not that I don't like them. I'm like, okay. But, like, I tend to not get into it with those people because I will, like, end up punching them in the neck. But it's always shocking to me.
It makes you think, like, man, do people really have a preference? Or maybe it's the fact that they just haven't connected with, like, that soulmate yet. Because I feel like if you say that, oh, I don't like Asians or I don't like Blacks, it makes you as if, well, okay, well, maybe you just haven't met somebody that you've had that deep connection with.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like, how can people have anything against anybody?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, where was I? Oh, getting my nails did. I was getting my nails did, and...
Yeah.
These women were talking about homosexuals.
Mm, okay.
She couldn't even say homosexual. She was like, those homosexuals, they need to go back to Los Angeles because that is where the devil is.
Oh,
and I was like sitting there and I'm like, but that's coming from hundreds of years of her family believing that homosexuals are bad.
That's deep, yeah.
Like, okay. And we're in a world where hopefully you're learning that it's not.
Mm.
But, like, we have to start educating people on what it looks like. Anything from being an entrepreneur to being a good person to not being racist to not being, like, it starts with creating a platform of love and acceptance for all involved.
That's true.
And I think we're in such an angry, fighting place in our world. Like, everyone, I can't handle it. What would it look like if we created a platform, not saying that, oh, you're right for hating someone, but saying, I'm willing to listen.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Willing to listen. Are you willing to listen? Yes, yes? Great.
Right.
What would the world look like?
That's a good point. I mean, just like this conversation right here.
I hated you when I started this conversation. I'm kidding.
There's that Cancer. Yeah, I'll tell you.
That's the Capricorn. I think I am also a moon of Capricorn.
Oh, you think so? I was saying, so, you know, like a conversation, I feel as if, you know, you have you and I that are talking.
Yeah.
But for example, with me, let's just say I didn't listen and I just wait for you to finish talking and then I talk. There's a lot of that that goes around because people just don't listen. And I feel like you're a great listener, by the way. Like I 100%. I mean, I've seen just your show, you know, the interviews that you do as well. Mm. It's great. You're a great listener. Maybe that's a Cancer trait, but I also think that's who you are too. So, you know, I don't know. I've met some Cancers that, you know, they're not the best listeners.
I doubt it.
But it's like, I feel like listening, that's such a key trait. Mm. And not everybody has that. But the, again, I feel like there's a misconception that people feel that they are a good listener, but they just wait until the last person talks and they're already thinking about what they want to say afterwards. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but, well, I do that still.
Okay.
Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we all do.
Depending on the situation you're in, you want to do that because you want to make sure you get that last word in.
Right.
But it's like Judge Judy says all the time. Mm. I love Judge Judy. Please tell me you watch Judge Judy.
I've watched a few episodes. It's been a while.
Jeez. Oh, guys, cancel culture. But Judge Judy will always like, hey,
yeah.
You've got 2 ears, one mouth for a reason. Mm. Double listen, only talk once. And you're like, okay, I get it.
You got a point.
Got a point, Judge.
Yeah.
Judge Judith Shimley.
Oh, is that a real name?
Yeah, Judge Judy Shimley.
Man, Judith.
Judith Shimley.
Judith?
Judith? I will tell you that I always wonder, this is the thing I come up with. This is the shit that I think of. At what age did all the Carols change their name to Carol? Because I've never once met a little girl and gone like, hi, Carol.
Right.
Or like, at what age did Frank change their name to Frank?
That's a good point.
Because I've never met a young Frank.
I never have either. Not today.
And have you ever seen a hamster in the wild?
No.
Where the hell are they from?
Man,
have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
No.
Where the hell are they?
I mean, they just come out large?
I have no idea.
They just hatch and boom.
These are things I do not know.
Jeez. I'm gonna...
Let us know in the comments about these things.
Right? I've never thought about that.
I think about the most random crap ever. And I constantly Google random crap. Like the statement when someone says, hold your horses.
Yeah.
What do you think they're saying?
Like stop.
You know what they're saying?
What?
Be stable.
Because
what holds horses?
Stable.
A stable. So they're telling you to be stable.
Golly.
And FYI, when I do peekaboo, yeah. I'm always there.
What?
Have you ever seen that? There's a meme that's this old kid is looking at you like this, and he's like, you don't mean to tell me you've been there the whole time while playing peekaboo?
I think I know which kid you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been there the whole time. I'm like,
right? Oh my God.
Sorry. I know this podcast is about entrepreneurs, and we have taken it way off. I hope there's going to be a lot of editing.
Hey, we're free flowing. All right. I don't do any edits that much either, Mark.
Really?
Come on.
Oh, there is a few areas that I'm making.
All right. So just to kind of, because I mean, hey, we both can get off topic and I don't mind it, you know? So personally, you know, we have a lot of millennials, a lot of the youth, you know, they'll watch the show.
And yeah.
They want to take something away like majorly from it, especially during this point in time. What is one thing that you've been through in your life? Maybe you've already mentioned it. Maybe you haven't mentioned it yet. That somebody can take away just from watching this episode, and it can make a difference in their life.
Can I say two things?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. So two of the things that I think I have learned the most from is, number one, what other people think of you is none of your fucking business.
That's a fact.
And we talked about that earlier.
I struggled with it.
But that number one, stop worrying about what other people think.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, the ones that are the loudest are the ones sitting at their computers behind closed doors in the darkness of their, you know, attic or basement. And Brené Brown, which we were talking about before, yeah, says, and go watch her show on Netflix. And literally she's like, unless you are in the arena with me, full of blood, sweat, tears, until you're in it with me, I don't care what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're on the sidelines, it doesn't matter. So that's number one.
I like that.
And I love that. I like, it, actually, that is like, in my opinion, like the number one thing. The number two thing is you are owed nothing. Stop with the entitlement. No one owes you anything. The government doesn't owe you a paycheck. No, should the government give you a paycheck? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you don't deserve, you know, but you're not owed anything. Live your life as though you are not owed anything. Create your own happiness.
Yes.
My dad wrote a book, which is actually right there on my table, called Happiness is Your Choice.
Hmm.
Do not put your happiness in what you cannot control. Do not put your happiness in what you only have influence over. Put your happiness in only the things you can control. And what's the only thing you can control is yourself. So if you put your happiness in yourself, you will always be happy. Even at the times when you're sad, you'll still have happiness.
That's true. That's powerful.
Oh, you know? Thanks to my dad.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with that one.
Mm. And again, it's back to the family. That's, you know, that's what really...
Family.
That's huge. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, they need to, you know, we tend to blame other people a ton for, oh, I'm not tall enough, or I don't, if only I could be like
what
a...
Did you call me short? No, like
I wasn't.
Jeez.
I didn't mean it.
Whatever.
No, I didn't think about that, Mark. I guess we'll edit it, but...
No, don't edit it. See what kind of jerk he really is.
Well, I've got a bunch of hate comments now. But, you know, people that they think, man, these guys have free handouts. Where's my handout? You know, where's my investment of $100,000 or 50 or however much money? Yeah. You know, why wasn't I gifted like Michael Jordan was? Why don't I have the looks of, you know, an Ariana Grande or her voice? Or right, I'm just naming people.
Yeah.
Why don't I have the intelligence?
Why don't I look like Nate the Great?
Oh, come on. No.
Why do I not have the social intelligence or looks of Nate the Great?
You're really great at complimenting, I'll tell you that.
I only speak truth.
Well, I appreciate it. I do. Well, I mean, you know, you ask these questions and people wonder. But what you're saying, it's back to here.
Stop what do you have? Being entitled. It is the most entitled group of people I've ever seen.
It is.
And I, let me tell you, fall into that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying like, oh, I'm not that way. I'm saying I fall into it. I understand it. Yeah. I understand the mentality of someone who's entitled. But I also know, fuck, we got to stop being that way.
Absolutely. 100%. I agree on that, Mark. Entitlement is sometimes your worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
If not the worst enemy.
Oh, gosh.
I think ego is one of the worst enemies.
You know? Oh, it's not, it's one thing that you can't fix in someone.
It's true.
You cannot fix it.
It's tough to overcome that.
It's the one, like, yeah. If you have pride, ego,
And if there's, again, if there's anything to take away from that, it's those two things that you said, you know, just from that chat. Just to kind of transition to wrap it up a little bit. What do you have currently? I mean, do you have anything out there? I know you got your show. Kind of let the audience know what it is that you're working on now, where they can follow you, anything that you want to promote. And then I'll attach it all in the description below for them to go to.
So BHL Media, which our Instagram is BHL Magazine. Mm-hmm. My show, which is every day, Monday through Friday, on at MKURIAN, which is called Coffee with Korean. And it's basically just a show that celebrates people that I love and gives people a platform to share kind of what you're doing, though.
Yeah.
I'm doing what you're doing.
I love it.
You know, the website is updated every day.
Wow.
And every day we're going to have a new angle on the same story. Let's just celebrate. It could be, you know, makeup tips. It could be stories on people. It could be stories on social justice. It could be, it's always changing, always different. And so that's kind of my bread and butter and my baby right now.
Wow.
At BHL Magazine, or no, not www.bhlmagazine.com.
Okay, cool. And then I'll attach all these again in the description below. Again, Mark, I mean, just the chat that we had here, beyond magnificent.
Stop. Don't lie.
I'm not lying. I'm
such a liar.
I mean, I've learned so much about myself.
Just
well, for our next episode that we'll do, I'll wear a scarf to make it better.
You better. I'm holding you to it.
I trust you.
Holding you to it.
But seriously, Mark, I appreciate you. I appreciate you being on the show, taking the time out to do this, and
shout out to our friend Spencer Barnes, who connected us.
Yeah, Spencer, thank you so much.
Thanks, Spencer.
We're all hanging out, by the way.
Spencer, I adore you. You know that. I love you more than he loves you.
Thanks for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. I really appreciate that, as well as a like and a subscribe. Stay connected between shows by following me on Instagram at NateTheGreat. And remember, guys, success starts here. Keep winning. Nate the Great signing off.